Well, sadly today, we woke up to the news. I couldn't believe it. I got out of bed this morning and I turned the radio on my phone. And, you know, the apps these days, they've got news headlines. And it came up and it said, broadcaster Doug Mulray has died at the age of 71. And I turned around to my wife and I said, Doug Mulray's dead. And I think that that was the reaction that most people that used to listen to Uncle Doug on the radio experienced. They couldn't believe it. When you read the story, you thought, no, surely not. They've got it wrong. But sadly, it's true. Yep, the legend, the radio legend, Doug Mulray, died at the age of 71. Everyone knew him as Uncle Doug. They did. I mean, he was much loved for his wit, his humour. Sometimes it skated a little too close to the edge. And he had some outrageous skits featuring a variety of madcap characters. I thought we'd remember Uncle Doug with Rob Duckworth this afternoon, who worked with Doug Mulray at the, as they used to call it, the House of M's, Triple M in Sydney, and we welcome him to the program. Hello, Rob. Thank you for your time, mate.
G'day, Brent. How are you, matey? Long time no talky.
Yeah.
Are you well?
I'm okay, mate. I'm going all right. Yourself?
Good, but geez, what a tough day. And of course, my condolences to Lizzie and the kids, and just like a super sad story. As you mentioned, I worked with Doug in the 80s at Triple M. He started there, I think it was October, November 1981, and I would have started February 1982. So we weren't that far apart. And by golly, he was the most creative. He was the funniest person you could ever listen to on the radio, and I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Rob, what was it like working with him? I mean, what was it like being in a room with him, his incredible wit? I heard someone say this morning, there's never going to be anyone like a Mulray. There never had been, and there never will be. He was there on his own. Would you concur with that?
I would certainly agree with that. Doug was, well, you know, when they try to put together a breakfast team, you know, they'll have a guy who's, you know, maybe particularly good at sports, you know, has sports knowledge. Then they'll have the comedian, and then they'll have the wacky host, and then they'll have the bon vivant, and they'll have the person who can talk eloquently about art and architecture. Doug was all of those. And he also was blessed with magnificent timing, as you know, in the business. It's all about timing. It's all about the words you choose, the way you say them, and the timing. And he just nailed everything.
And it was a time in radio, of course, because it was the launch of FM radio in Sydney, and there'd been so much talk about it, and there were the two big stations, Triple M and Today FM, and of course, when the ratings first came out, they were in the twos for Triple M, but Uncle Doug comes into the breakfast show, and it gets to the stage where he's number one relatively quickly. I mean, it was such a big increase from the twos to the 18% relatively quickly, wasn't it?
Yeah, I actually think we spent a year of ratings in the twos up until about the fives and then sixes and then sevens. And then one day in 1984, was it the first or second survey of the year, we went from 9.6 to 15.6. So we went from middle of the pack to clearly rating hitch. I think at that stage, I think Alan Jones on 2UE might have been like 18% or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, the radio station, Triple M, would not have ever existed or had the power that Triple M has if it wasn't for Doug's presence there.
And one of the things that Doug did, I mean, obviously the more successful Doug got, the more money he earned. But Doug shared that money around, didn't he, Rob? He didn't take all of the money. He took, you know, I think I heard him say 30, 40, 50% of the extra dollars, and he would put it aside for the use of getting more riders and adding to the team more creatively.
Exactly. Now, he spent a fair amount of money on buying good material. I mean, he was naturally funny. He could come up with stuff himself. But, you know, when you've got to fill a three-hour show 5 days a week and it's got to be very sharp comedy and you've got to do it day in and day out, you need some assistance. He surrounded himself with the right people. He came to Triple M with Ken Sterling, and they'd been partners on Double J, and Ken Sterling and Doug were just magic together. They had a couple of characters called the Two Lens. Some of the old Triple M listeners would know about that. Ken played some characters, wrote some wonderful characters for Doug. And then, of course, there came Andrew Denton. Doug left the station for a while, for about 6 months. They put me into the breakfast show. I was out one night with Angry Anderson, and a young guy comes up and says, "Rob, can I write some sketches or some jokes for your show?" And I said, "Well, I don't really do jokes and I don't do sketches, but send me some stuff." Oh, no, at that stage I was doing the breakfast show. And I said, "Yeah, send me some stuff." So I hired him, and that was Andrew Denton. And when when I left the breakfast show to go back to the drive show and Doug came in, Doug kept Andrew. I mean, obviously recognised his super talents, and that's where Andrew the Boy Genius came from.
Yeah. I mean, as we know, he then went on to his own success, and as they say, the rest is history for Andrew Denton. Doug was able to take talent like that and just nurture it, wasn't it? So that was another skill he brought to the table.
Yeah, and following Andrew Denton, I mean, we've then got Dave Gibson. Now, Dave Gibson was the guy behind a whole lot of characters on the Doug Mulray Show. Sorry, that's
a character you've got in the background.
I've got a character that plays the role of a sausage dog. His name is Winston. So I'm just walking away from said character. But Doug Mulray hired Dave Gibson, who took over after Andrew Denton. And that's when you got the characters of Gloria vis-a-vis Alan Jones.
Yeah.
You got Roland Rollador, you got Jack Africa, a myriad of other voices. And then, of course, his wonderful wife, Lizzie, became more present on air as Miss Lizzie. And you had other wonderful writers like Party Parslow, and you had Reg Prasad, who was the guy in the street. He surrounded himself with wonderful talent. Mark Warren, the great surfer. Did the surf reports. It was just a magic team. David White reading the news. It was a magic team.
Some of those names, even Frank Movincio.
Frank Movincio, my very good Frank, friend that I've spoken
Frankie
to
Vincent,
today.
Hey? Frankie the V. My goodness.
Frankie the V, exactly. He did the sports. I think he was known as Frank the Inflatable Sports Reporter. And before he would start talking, they would play these sound effects of something being inflated. And then Frank would burst out going, "Matey!"
Honestly, Doug, radio's gone, you know, completely different. I mean, there's not that. You made the comment about these skits. I mean, it puts it takes a team to put it together. But Mulray was able to do it 5 days a week. It's a lot of work. There was a lot of talent there. But my God, didn't he offer 5 days a week so much entertainment in those 3 hours? And that's why he was so successful at what he did.
Then there won't be another one like him.
There won't, will there, Rob? No. Sad but true. And he retired so young, retired at 47.
Well, you know, when you're talking about when he used to charge the radio stations and pay the writers an awful lot of pay for the writers, he used to charge the radio stations an awful lot of money. And he was worth every penny of it. He knew what he was doing financially.
All right, mate. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to talk to us. We appreciate it. It's good to catch up with you, Rob.
And it's lovely to talk to you again, Brent. I wish you and all your listeners all the very best. I did some work in Newcastle
you did.
A few years ago.
You did.
I made some wonderful friends. I remember you driving me to the train station so many times. And you were so nice and hospitable, and all the people in Newcastle were lovely. So I send my best wishes to everyone.
Thanks, mate. Good to talk to you, Rob.
Ciao.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.